Welcome to The Modern Hotelier. Both hosts were honored as top 100 influential people in hospitality. We're bringing you interviews with industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators who are shaping the future of hospitality. Whether you're a seasoned hotel professional or just stepping into the industry, our goal is to provide you with insights, knowledge, and trends that will empower you, the modern hotelier.
Welcome to April's edition of Hospitality Hot Topics. We are excited to go over some of the things that have been happening in hospitality over the past month. This month has had quite a lot of exciting things. First of all, thank you to the International Hospitality Institute for the awards that they have given out over the past month. It's great to see so many podcasts and people in hospitality recognized. Thank you. We were voted number 5 podcast in hospitality by the International Hospitality Institute. And David and I were also named the top 100 most influential people in USA hospitality and travel, and also top 100 social influencers in hospitality. So congratulations, David, as well. And thank you, IHI and Dr. Jeffrey O. So now we can dive into the topics here. The first one, similar to March, David, we have Hilton is acquiring the Sedell Group. So their second acquisition in a month. So now they are going to own the Nomad Hotels. Let's hear your thoughts on another acquisition of Hilton.
Yeah, like you said, it was kind of like last month, another one bites the dust. Fortunately, the independent brands, which you know you and I both love, are very attractive to the traditional brands. And we continue to see that. And you made the point, you know, last month about, you know, maybe somebody who's not really driven by money, that's going to be a tough find, but who doesn't really want to sell out. But again, we continue to see that trend. And I guess if you're a Hilton Honors member, that's a good thing. But if you're not, then another independent kind of loses its independence.
100%. Great for Hilton Honor members. They're planning to build up to 100 additional Nomad hotels, and they have 10 already in discussion with Sedell. So if you are a Hilton Honor brand, good times for you. You're going to have some cool hotels to stay at. Yeah, I agree, David. You said it. That's another one bites the dust. What are you going to do? I just feel like we're going to see more and more of this. We saw this happen twice in a month by Hilton. I feel like we're going to have probably a few more of these over the rest of the year. So what are you going to do? Hilton Honor members, good for you.
Yeah, it's great. And so we're also seeing, so now that, you know, news is out, the Blackstone is going to be pouncing on hotel real estate. You know, thoughts on that, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, they have, I feel like they took a backseat to hotels for a few years. In the 2010s, I feel like they acquired a few brands, but now it's that real estate market. They were talking about how guests aren't just staying at hotels anymore. It's a whole experience. Hilton has a partnership with AutoCamp. Marriott has a partnership with MGM. It's more of a travel ecosystem now, not just a hotel business. So it's a great time to be in the hotel world, or getting into the hotel world, or back into the hotel world, I feel like. And Blackstone is definitely taking advantage of real estate with normal houses, but now turning back to hotels, and it makes sense. What do you think?
Yeah, and we could see it. I mean, you know, we were talking before we got on air that even though the interest rates are high in markets like here in Phoenix, it's kind of stabilized the housing pricing. So now is a good time to buy if you can live with that interest rate for the next, you know, several years. We don't have guests on this segment, but if we did, I would have invited Ray Martz from Pebblebrook to get his thoughts on what's happening. And maybe we'll just, you know, tag him in the post and get some people to give us some additional feedback.
Absolutely. And kind of on that topic, the U.S. Hotel State of the Union a report came out by CBR Hotels. Some of the key takeaways from that were wage growth is above inflation, but the RevPAR from February was negative for the third straight month, down 1.5%. Resorts are leading the way in RevPAR, and short-term rentals continue to take more of the market share. Short-term rental demand rose 11.7%, and hotels declined 1.3%. Out of those fun facts, David, what really jumps out to you?
Well, as I was reading it, looking at the key takeaways, you know, it kind of piggybacks on what we talked about with Blackstone. I mean, they even there's higher interest rates, they still are seeing loan counts double CMBS. And so, I mean, I think that's just something that's showing you that there still is appetite, even with these high interest rates, whether it be housing or hotels, for people to start to make moves and buy those assets up. So I think it's, we always hear people complaining. As you said, the good news is, you know, it seems like the staffing is coming back, and it's still, and I know we'll get people who will, you know, chime in on this. It's still not where it needs to be because of how many jobs we lost, but at least we're moving in the right direction and we're not continuing to regress.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree 100% with you on that one.
So also the news is that summer demand for U.S. hotels is up. As you read that, Steve, what did you think? What stood out to you there?
Yeah, revenge travel, right? That's been all the craze since COVID. I think we're still going to see that. Leisure has been probably the biggest travel, and leisure is getting into that as well. But, you know, one thing that was talked about the summer demand, and we're seeing this more and more, is the experiences. More people are staying close to the experiences that they want to stay at, and more people are looking for those full experience in hotels. And, you know, we're going to be talking to a guest coming up here about how they've transformed their hotel into not just a hotel, but multiple experiences, whether that's dining, you know, bars, or virtual reality golf or something like that. It's, you know, that's what people are looking to do. So it's kind of spread out a little bit as far as what types of, you know, resorts people are staying at, but people want the experiences.
Yeah. And it's great for our industry. And I think you're right. I mean, the revenge travel is, I think, morphing into just, we need to travel, get out there and do things. And, you know, obviously when you aren't able to do something, it makes it that much more desirable. Go read up on Prohibition. But, you know, so I think the travel is you know, definitely coming back, and that's great for our industry.
Absolutely. And one thing that I read that I thought was interesting is guest expectations are now back to before COVID. They want their room service. They want those amenities that they're paying, those hotel resort fees. There better be some good amenities with those resort fees. So those consumer expectations back to where they were. And now, David, Las Vegas Hotel, the Tropicana, is closing to make room for the Los Angeles A's baseball team that is move, or not Los Angeles, Las Vegas baseball team that is moving in. Have you ever stayed at the Tropicana? Ever been there, or any good stories from the Tropicana at all?
You know, I told John, our producer, that I don't think I've stayed there, but there's a lot of things I don't remember about my trips to Las Vegas. So maybe I did and just don't recall it. You know, it was a landmark, you know, it was in business for 67 years. And it just goes to show you how that city is evolving from, you know, what was just kind of a gambling, rat pack, mob based type of place to go to now it is the entertainment capital of the world. I know I worked with people and there were rumors that, you know, an NFL team was coming to Las Vegas. I had one person who grew up their whole life in Las Vegas, and they said, that will never happen. There will never be a pro football team in Las Vegas. And look at where we're at now. I mean, we've got NFL, NHL, baseball team coming. I'm sure basketball is on the way. I don't know. Maybe you've
LeBron
heard
wants
something
to bring
I
a team. LeBron wants to be the owner of the Vegas team. So
yeah, have you been?
I have never been to the Tropicana, I don't believe, but I mean, it's one of the most historical hotels in Vegas. But also, I'm very excited for the Vegas Las Vegas A's baseball stadium. I don't know if you've seen any other renderings yet, but it looks absolutely incredible. So,
well, I hope it's a done deal because I saw renderings of the Coyotes' new stadium here in Scottsdale.
and now they're going to Utah.
Now they're going to Salt Lake City. So I was that was kind of a, you know, a surprise. But you know, shame on Phoenix for letting that happen. But
anyway. I agree.
So also, we'll kind of wrap with this, which is kind of a nice talking point. The Lafayette in San Diego was named Hotel of the Year by Esquire. I love it because it's an independent. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, it is very cool to see an independent top. I think it's for new hotels in 2024, but, you know, great to see an independent top that list. And it looks like a great hotel. I've never been. It looks, you know, very independent-y and an awesome stay. If we go to San Diego, we definitely have to check it out. Have you been?
No, I've not. I'm looking forward to it. You know, good news is, you know, it's a short flight for both of us, either Denver or Phoenix, or a short drive from the Phoenix area. So it's definitely something that I'm going to want to check out. San Diego is a great town.
Absolutely. And it seems like that hotel has some really cool style to it as well. It looks very independent. So we definitely have to check it out next time we're in San Diego. So yeah. Anything else you got, David?
No, I think that's it. So that's another edition, our second edition of Hospitality Hot Topics. We would love it if you would go on LinkedIn, comment, direct message us, give us some feedback, give us some stuff that we might have missed out. Obviously, we only had a couple topics there. So we look forward to the next episode.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You made it to the end of The Modern Hotelier. Thanks for listening. The Modern Hotelier is produced by Make More Media. Make sure to like and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you know a guest or sponsor that would be a good fit, feel free to email us at hello@themodernhotelier.com. If you'd like to get some Modern Hotelier merch, click the merch button on modernhotelier.com or click the link below. Thanks and have a great day.